right, back here on OMF. We're live today down here at Gillette Stadium. As you've heard already, I'm sure, the New England Patriots are headed back to the Super Bowl. And defense coming up big in the fourth quarter yesterday. Let's talk to one of the defensive players. Trey Flowers joins us. Brought to you by Dartmouth Building Supply and your local Anderson Windows dealers. How you doing today, Trey?
I'm good. How's it going?
Good, man. Good. Could have had a pick yesterday, couldn't you?
Yeah. What the hell happened, man? I should have had it, man. I was just thinking, you know, get my mirror throwing hand instead of catching the ball. I was thinking catch, I would have caught it.
I saw your eyes. They were on the end zone. You were looking at the end zone.
Yeah. I was looking too early, huh?
Thinking about that touchdown dance. I know.
So
celebrate.
So that game was crazy, you know, especially to start, because it felt like they were a step ahead of you guys. It felt like maybe you're a little passive once their running game got going, and then they were kept hitting the play action pass on top of it. It seemed like you guys couldn't get much pressure, maybe because you were overly conscious of the run. When did it change for you guys? When did it flip? And you said, you know what, we kind of know what they're doing now. We have the advantage.
I would say just kind of the end of the second half, end of the first half, and then, you know, going to a little bit of the third quarter, and then definitely, you know, the fourth quarter, you know, where we came up with a few big stops. So, you know, it was just one of those games where, you know, obviously they're, it's a great team on the other side, and, you know, they schemed us well and had a great game plan for us. And like you said, you know, we was a lot conscious on the run, you know, and, you know, kind of, you know, they're hitting us with a lot of play action, things like that, getting us, you know, playing the run first, not able to get a lot of pressure. But, you know, once we just kind of understood how they wanted to attack us and, you know, understood, you know, the scheme and things like that. So, and we just, you know, put it on ourselves just to be more aggressive. And, you know, that's what you saw. Where we, you know, in the early part, early half, you know, they was getting probably 4 yards, 3 yards, of, you know, a run, and then we kind of pushed them back in the second half, just, you know, cutting it down to like 1 or 2 yards so we get them in a third and long situation, and then now we can get up the pass a lot more.
Hey, Trey, Tom Brady was on this morning talking about the incident there on Wednesday and the handoff to Burkhead and the 12 stitches I think he talked about getting. Just take me through that. Like Wednesday, you're at practice and you see Tom Brady gushing blood, walking off the field, blood everywhere, the Wednesday before the AFC title game. What's going through your mind?
Who's Tom Brady?
I was on the other side of the field. We were separated, so I didn't, you know, actually see it or notice it or things like that, you know. I mean, obviously, you know, you knew it, but, you know, he was on the other side of the field, so, you know, I didn't really have no reaction initially. So.
You didn't see any gushing blood or whatever and sat there and said, oh, God, there's my playoff bonus out the window.
I definitely didn't say that. You know, I mean, you know, it was as a defensive player, you know, you just kind of put on yourself like, hey, you know, if it's going to be that type of game, then, you know, we got to step up. We got to make some plays. And, you know, so it was just, you know, one of that mindset more than, you know, we're not going to, we're going to have his back. So if it come down to it where, you know, it's a defensive game, we got to, you know, get a touchdown, get a turnover, things like that, then, you know, that's what the mindset was going forward.
So we talked to James White earlier. He was still in bed. It seems like he had a fun time last night. So after the game's over, you're celebrating, you're getting the hat and the T-shirt. Do you watch the Philly game at all to kind of get at least a little bit of reconnaissance?
Yeah, I turned it on, but once I turned it on, it was kind of out of hand. But I turned it on a little bit towards the second half and things like that. That's when I, you know, had a chance to watch it and sit down and relax for a little bit. But Philadelphia, a great team. You know, obviously, you know, they're in a position, you know, to play in the Super Bowl, and you know they did a great job this year. So you know, we got prepared for them, and. You know, hopefully play well. So.
You know, it is different because, you know, I'm playing baseball. It's like, you know, you win the AFC title game or the championship to get to a World Series. There's plastic in the locker rooms and people are drinking beer and pouring champagne on everybody. Yeah. It's not like that for you guys, huh?
Oh, no. You know, we understand we still got work to do. We still got one more game left, you know, for, you know, all those, that big celebration and things like that. So, you know, we got a lot of work to do, and, you know, we're ready to get to it. So.
A lot of your old friends probably going to hate you, you know, because it's like, what? You're back at the Super Bowl again? I mean, you've been in the league for a couple of years, and what do? You go to Super Bowls, and, you know, some of these guys have been around for a long time, and they never got a sniff of one, Trey.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a blessing, man, you know, just to be a part of the organization, you know, where, you know, it's a lot of winning, you know, obviously a lot of winning going on and things like that. And, you know, I'm just a guy who's, you know, trying to, you know, earn my keep and just trying to, you know, do the best I can to, you know, put my team in the best position to, you know, get to situations like this. But, you know, like I said, it's definitely a blessing, you know, something you got to thank God for every day, so.
Hey, Trey, are you aware just how much hatred there is towards you and this New England Patriots team? I mean, you, obviously, because we're talking to you, but nobody likes you guys. And they hate you. They want nothing to do with you. They don't want you in the Super Bowl. And is that, do you guys talk about that, or is it just, what's it like?
I see it, you know, every day, you know, amongst, I wouldn't call them friends, but just people, you know, maybe follow on Twitter or follow on things like that, Instagram, and, you know, you see it, but, you know, it's just kind of one of those things that, you know, obviously, you know, you got people that hate you, you're doing something right, so they hate you. You know, because you're winning, I mean, you know, what else are we supposed to do? Just start, you know, we can't just start losing, so.
Embrace it. Just embrace it. Take it out, embrace it.
So, yeah, you just got to embrace it. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what else they want us to do. So, you know, I mean, but, you know, a lot of guys here work hard. So, you know, it's nothing that we take for granted, nothing that we, just kind of just come with us. You know, it's a lot of people in this locker room, you know, and in the organization that's been working hard for many years. And, you know, it's just kind of, you know, one of the things that come with it, you know.
So. All right, we'll talk to you next week. We'll talk about the Super Bowl next week with you. So have a good one. All right, man.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Trey Flowers.